Czech power giant ČEZ has launched a tender to expand the controversial Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia. The move, aimed at more than doubling output, has raised questions at home over why the company is pushing the proposal ahead right now. Chris Johnstone joins me in the studio to explain some of the background. So first of all, Chris, what is power company ČEZ's stated aim?
ČEZ at the moment has launched a tender. It's set a deadline of the end of October for bids to be made to build these two reactors at Temelín. It's a bit vague on the details at the moment because it said it doesn't want to rule some companies in or rule some companies out. But in the past it said it wants to construct an extra 3,400 megawatts of capacity, which is a lot more than double what it has there at the moment. Basically, ČEZ wants to get the ball rolling. It takes 7 or 8 years for the paperwork to be put in order for these sort of things to get going, and maybe another 15 years to build a power plant. It says it's studied all the other options, renewables, coal-fired plants, and nuclear power has basically come up trumps.
And so why, in that case, is this causing controversy?
Well, the fact is, at the moment, that there is no political decision giving the go-ahead for more nuclear power in the Czech Republic. If you remember, the previous coalition government of Mirek Topolánek, because of Green Party pressure in that government, there was actually an effective ban on new nuclear power. Also, at the moment, that government called for a new energy programme, a new energy policy, which still hasn't been completed, so the country's a bit in the dark over what it should be doing for the next 30 years on energy. And also ČEZ, although in the past it called for an environmental impact assessment of new nuclear reactors at Temelín, it still hasn't been given permission for that assessment. So in that sense, it's a bit strange.
So why all this rush then?
ČEZ basically is a company that's sort of pumping out money at the moment. It's a cash cow. It's making a lot of money, about 50 billion crowns of profits every year, and it needs to invest it. Also, there is the fact that, as we said, there are long deadlines for these nuclear projects, you know, decades basically. And another big factor is that worldwide there are only 5 or so companies that build nuclear plants, companies like Mitsubishi, Siemens, Areva in France. And there is a big worry at the moment with the global rush into nuclear power that if it doesn't reserve some orders now, then it could basically miss the boat. Also, there are environmental pressures. The European Union is pushing for the so-called carbon allowances that the companies will have to buy effectively a pollution permits in the future from 2013, and that makes nuclear more attractive compared with fossil fuels. So ČEZ wants to go ahead pretty quick.
All right, Chris Johnstone, thank you very much. And ČEZ's decision to more than double Temelín's capacity has raised hackles in neighbouring anti-nuclear Austria.